Well, once again, good evening. This is Tuesday, May 14th of 2013, here in the springtime and its variations. Here in the California coast, it's been gray for a while because it's been so hot inland. And when that happens, it's just a different energy here. It's much more quieter. It's like the throat chakra is cut way down. But as I went out to take to get a breath of air before I came in here to get started on the call, we have some woodpeckers in the area, and there were five of them sitting on the banister there. And as I opened the door, they all flew off in a beautiful formation, kind of like an old Busby Berkeley, the old dancers they used to film from above. These guys were in perfect formation. And they are typically very vociferous in their expression. I'm delighted that they're a little bit quiet during this time. And so it is. So we are with Heart Chakra tonight, so I'm delighted that you chose to be here. And just some quick information about Heart Chakra, actually, even before I do that, I'm going to take this one rattle and just let it work, and I invite you to feel the vibration over the phone, through the lines, across all this distance, as this delicate frequency of this Shumash rattle starts to clear away any external debris around that throat chakra. And so that is. So I invite you, if you will, just to speak your name. Oh, birds are back. I invite you to speak your real true name, which is your birth name, your first, middle, and last name, and that basically is one of the most powerful things you can do with your voice as it calls you back to your place of center. It reactivates your inner awareness to create a state of balance in that moment in time. It puts a cocoon of light and safety around you, and it also calls forth all those angelic and etheric beings and guides and teachers who are aligned to the frequency that is expressing as you. So we're going to speak that name out loud just to create that powerful place and that open place right now. So I invite you to speak your true name, first, middle, and last, as it was in your birth certificate. We're going to speak it seven times. So let's do that. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 And so it is. I believe that was seven. I lost track in the middle because I was enjoying the sound of that name, which is the idea behind it. So here we are in this frequency. Some brief information about throat chakra. Throat chakra is one of the most critical, not that they all aren't, but there's something about the throat chakra, especially in the cultures and the civilizations that we live in, because it's the one that is the most obviously compromised, in the sense that the voice is oftentimes silenced or shut down, because there's a knowing in all of us that when we are able to keep the voice down, we compromise the power of those around us. Now, it's been used to control. I know that there are various, there are specific religions that don't allow singing. There are specific restrictions on controlling people by not allowing them to talk. I mean, it goes on and on and on, because, and there may not even be the awareness of why that is, but it does compromise someone's power. Each of us has a story, and that story is probably impacting our particular throat chakra even as we are on this phone call, which may be why you were drawn to this. The throat chakra is a chimney of the second chakra, of the third chakra. It's the chimney of the soul, in a sense, as Sonia Choquette used to say in her sharings. It is the place where the information that is held, the energy that is held in the woundings of life, is unspoken and unexpressed, and so it begins to shut down the throat chakra. The throat chakra typically is impacted by the energies below that are not expressed. It's as if they are in a symbiotic relationship. The more open and clear the second chakra, the root chakra, the third chakra, the more open those are, the more open the throat is. Conversely, work done on the throat chakra will invite the cleansing and clearings to happen from the lower chakras as well. They are in such relationship. So do know that in these times of higher frequency and higher energy for all of us as it bathes the planet, is that we aren't necessarily going to open up Pandora's box by working with the throat here, because The issues themselves, the woundings that we carry energetically, are now being perceived strictly as energy itself. And so it isn't necessary to go back like we did in the 80s and dig and tell the story over and over again and have the catharsis and all of that. We are just transforming energy, very much like when you light a piece of paper on fire, it transforms the energy into a new form. We are strictly releasing energy with everything that we're doing tonight. And that's part of the hallelujah of it. It's a great gift of the cosmos, I believe, during these times that we're being given the free pass, the get out of jail thing, any other monopoly thing I can think of there. But it's the idea that we are being given an opportunity to make to stop having to work so hard to clear some of these energies out so that we can reclaim the power and the presence and the magnificence that each of us is and begin to live in the frequencies and in the forms that this planet is inviting us to do. The throat chakra is critical as the vehicle that puts out and clears energies. When energies are put out in as a spoken word, we know the power of manifestation. The spoken word is the vehicle that commands the universe to show up and to support what we intend and what we speak into creation. So it would follow that intending the throat chakra, that we make sure that we pay attention specifically to the fact that the throat and the voice and the sound and the words and the vehicles that actually put things into motion in our life. And we'll look at that just a little more. I just wanted to welcome you for coming on. I invite you to go ahead and star six so that it will mute your side. And that way when we all chant and when we all sing, we'll be all in the same sort of frequency as opposed to different time zones and different times on the phone. Thank you for that. So just a couple statements about throat chakra in addition to that. Let's see. Is there anything else you wanted to say? Okay, there's three things involved in terms of keeping that throat chakra clear. One of them is to make sure that from this point forth, nothing else is compromised and goes unspoken in our lives. Because in order to clear energies, we have to give them sound. And if we make a decision right now that no more will we go to sleep and go to bed with anything unspoken, we will be serving ourselves in very, very high ways. More on that in just a moment. The other thing is that we begin to give permission for those woundings, for those energies that are stuck within our particular lower chakras to move and to clear themselves. Just by permission, that is going to begin to happen. And the specific songs and things we do tonight are going to actually support the movement of that energy, as I have said a couple times already. When we give access or an opportunity for that energy to move, what we begin to do is reduce the reservoir of restriction that's down there of the compromised energy. It's those energies that are causing a lot of the patterns, a lot of the beliefs, a lot of the activities that seem to be running over and over in our lives and keep giving us the same old results. So the idea here is that we quit storing and stuffing. And that's a decision that we can make collectively here by being on the phone call and knowing that. Secondly, we give permission for the energies to release and to let themselves go and to clear themselves out, especially in second chakra. Second chakra is such a place that's so full of many things, as you know from these phone calls before. But specifically with the throat, it has the fear vibration in it. And typically with the throat, the thing that compromises us expressing ourselves in the world is fear. It's the fear of being heard, the fear of speaking and the consequence that may happen with that, the fear of public speaking, the fear of singing, the fear of being judged, the fear of being judging, over and on and on and on it goes for the various fears that are affected there. Of course they would be, because that's the vibration of the second chakra. We're going to do something with the fear vibration tonight and to help clear that and to give permission for it to move. We also get compromised in the throat by the solar plexus energy, which is the vibration of anger and will and taking action. If we have been disempowered or overpowered, that will steal our voice and we'll be shut down. When we shut ourselves down, the energies that are unexpressed, like I said, just to get this clear, they store themselves in the lower chakras. The more we store, the greater the possibility that the body's calling to us will get more severe. In other words, we will develop some kind of condition to get our intention. How many people do you know, including perhaps yourself, that had a condition and the physical happen and said, "Why? What a change in my life that made?" and how I'm so different as a result of that. Well, with the work that we're doing tonight, we don't have to go to those places where we create conditions. We stay in a clear and clean state and stay in balance as much as possible. So it isn't just once a month that we do these things. The invitation is what you're being given here is something that you use on a regular basis. I just really underscore, and I will probably keep doing this, the importance of just clearing before you go to sleep, to not take anything unspoken before you go to bed. So very quickly, the invitation is to actually go into the bathroom and make this part of your routine before you go to bed. You know, you brush your teeth, maybe you take a shower, whatever it is, wash your face, put on the cream, whatever it's going to be. Also put into this the opportunity to express what has to be spoken. Anything that was unspoken during the course of the day, any frustrations you have, any disappointments, any angers, any people you have energy towards, express them. And if you need to turn water on to make the sound louder, turn the shower on, whatever it is, to give yourself permission to do that. The bathroom is particularly good because you got the toilet there, and you can speak all of this and bind it into the water, and then when you flush it, it's gone energetically and metaphorically. So I invite you to make that a part of your evening activity prior to going to bed. You will realize and experience the results in no time at all. You'll get better sleep. You will also reach a point where you'll probably have fewer throat conditions and fewer like sinus and head colds and all of that stuff that seem to be impacted by the unspoken word. Okay. Let me see if there's anything else I had. I made just a few notes here because they came up. Nope, I think I said it all. Oh, yeah, it is. Make sound. We have been conditioned to keep sound and to keep it out of our life. If you are around an infant, and you perhaps remember even as a child, as you were making sound and exploring, quote-unquote, exploring your vocal mechanism and finding out what it does and what it makes, those sounds themselves were actually doing a lot of significant work in terms of clearing the energies that by even in infancy we were starting to hold on to. The body was keeping itself in a place of balance. Those sounds, those, and we're going to look at these in a little while, specifically as an activity, so I don't want to say too much on this right now. But making sound, either through word or through the actual phonemes, the actual sounds that are a part of all language. All languages are built upon very similar phonemes. In fact, there's probably four or five that are included in all languages. There's different ways of expressing them and different ways of shaping the mouth, using the tongue, putting them in the front of the mouth, the back of the mouth, up in the cranium, up in the sinus area. It really affects the tonality and how those particular sounds work. Those are the uniquenesses that give language its flavor. But underneath it is just the use of sound. When you choose to use sound as opposed to using words, what begins to happen is the clearing happens strictly by the basis of physics. In other words, I speak a sound, and that sound has a pitch to it, and it goes to an area, and as I focus it into that area, the sound draws out the energy, causing it to break, much like Ella Fitzgerald's glass in that old Memorex commercial where she gave it the frequency, and it changed. Now we got a couple crows outside now singing and dancing their way around. So it would a perfect symbolic element there to have at this point when we're talking about clearing and cleansing through the throat chakra. That is a very, very strong throaty sound that they do, and it often is a representation. When we make that sound, it's a place of strength and power, and a lot of times anger gets caught in the back of the throat. Gosh, there's a lot of little stuff popping through here. I think that I've given you all the information that I want to give you, and now we can just really move on to doing some of the more activities. So what I'd like to do tonight is really to set the intention to be grounded and balanced in our body, and then go through a couple chants and mantras and things to get us there. And once we are in that place of center and place of power, then we'll move to actually clearing some specific energies through the use of sound and vibration. And then we will, we're also going to call in and ask for support. And we'll see where all that goes. So take a breath. Speak your true name one more time. On the count of three, one, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Go to the top of the page in front of you if you have it in front of you. If not, just listen carefully. We're going to go ahead like so many times to start with the Tibetan protection chant. This is the Hung Vajrapa, and what it does is put the cocoon of light and energy around us. It grows every time you speak it. The point of doing this is to allow ourselves to retain and be in the frequency of balance that we're creating, and to be in that so that nothing from the outside of any lower vibration will impact or influence that. That's the point of having a boundary, is just to keep what we are on the inside and to sort of dissuade anything from coming in from the outside. So standing in our place of power, we're going to call this Hung Vajrapa, and we're going to sing this in four cycles. Hung Vajrapa, 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 one more. Vajrapa, Hung 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 Vajrapa. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Move down to the middle of the page. There's a song chant called I Am That I Am. I think as truth students, whatever that really means to you, and being aware and open to different realities than the ones we've been programmed and taught in so many different ways, we begin to realize the power of the spoken word and that certain words carry frequencies with them. The I Am That I Am is a statement of the true essence of us, much like our own name, but this is more in a generic sense as a human Christed being. We go ahead and we speak the I Am That I Am to identify and to call forth the perfection within us. So we also know that the I Am phrase and anything that follows that phrase is by law commanded to manifest. So I am blank. You might want to be monitoring what that is from now on to make sure that you're not unwittingly inviting something into your life that the universe is really powerless to stop from happening. So I am so sick of this is an invitation to the blues, if you know what I'm saying. So we're just going to sing this particular I Am That I Am. It's a revolving chant that just goes round and round and round. And we're going to do this probably just 7 times. Here's how it goes. Join in when you're ready. I am that I am, that I am, that I am. I am that I am. So it is, and so it is. I just want to remind you that it may seem like we're being very quick and very short on a lot of these chants and mantras. Our intention is very pure in what we're doing tonight, and so as we call forth the frequencies that were put into these chants and that were built in terms of the point that they were created, we're using them for a specific purpose. When working with chant and working with mantra, sometimes the more you do it, the more altered states you get into. So doing many, many repetitions of some of these things is beautiful to allow us to clear the mind and to reach a place of balance. We could have a whole phone call with just one chant, and maybe that's something we could do in the future just to begin to experience what kind of an impact that can have. That would be an interesting idea. I'll just tuck that away. But for our purposes tonight, we are doing a lot of work on a lot of different levels. And so we're just going through either four times for the four of the directions, or the typical cardinal directions, or we're doing seven, which is a number that is a very potent number of actual expression and making happen. So just thought I would throw that out there. Right below that, we have a mantra called I Am Word. There is a book I picked up called I Am Word, and it was a very interesting perspective on it, in that it said, the I Am Word is the name of the Christ essence that is in each of us. Now, by Christ essence, this is not a religious term referring to a particular being. This is the Christ essence, which is the high, pure, and perfect element and essence that lives in each of us. And the name for that, according to this person, is I Am Word. So when this phrase, I Am Word, is spoken, I am calling forth the Christ essence within me. And as I do that, I reclaim everything that entails, all of the perspectives, all of the clarity, all of the balance, all of the gifts, all of the abilities, all of the awareness, all of the knowing. So we're going to go ahead and do this particular song four times through. Here's how it goes. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word, Word, I am Word. Word, I am Word. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word, Word, I am Word. Word, I am Word. Two more. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word, Word, I am Word, Word, I am Word. One more. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word, I am Word. I am Word, Word, I am Word, Word, I. So it is, and so it is, and so it is. Now, from that frequency, I'm going to invite you to tune into your throat area here. I'm just going to run a few frequencies of different rattles and different sounds that are designed to specifically break up anything that's along and around that particular area, whether it's strictly on the surface, in the energy bodies themselves, or actually embedded within the tissues and in the cells. We're going to call for the cleansing and clearing of anything that's blocking the free expression of the I Am that I Am through each of us in our own unique way. Now, in the spirit of our oneness, as I do these, I'm actually working my own throat chakra. And the intention is flying over these phone lines and going through time and space, whatever that really is, to you, wherever you are. So do know that this work is not limited by the tiny little transducer we have in this phone line. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So I invite you, in the count of three, speak your true name. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. Anything that's been cleared and cleansed, we are releasing it in all ways, wherever it is in the body. It's actually cleansing through the body and moving down the right leg, thanks to that beautiful earth star chakra that is cleansing and clearing us up through the left leg, pumps the power of the earth, cleanses and clears all the debris that we're releasing at this moment, and moves it directly down the right leg, through the right foot, down through the earth star chakra, which is that oval plate just about 18 inches below the feet, and it sends it back to the earth where that energy is recycled and used for the highest good. This roto-rooter process, this energetic colonic, is moving as we speak, and everything that we release is being cleansed. And it is our intention to put into any area that has been vacated of the old energy that is no longer of use to us, that we put in there an intention, whether it's white light, whether it's a word like love, or peace, or balance, or a color, whatever that is going to be, use your own higher self and your own higher wisdom to guide you to fill those spaces so that we do not create in any sense a vacuum where other debris can find its way. Now, in the process of using the throat chakra, it's necessary that we realize that we are not alone, despite what we may have been taught or what we may think, or what it may appear like in our life. We are privy to have access to a host of angelic energies and beings, and the energies and the beauty of what has been in our lifetimes. We call that back through the contact with our ancestors. We have the animal world, the natural world to support us, and we have the angelic and etheric kingdoms. So I want to go through and remind us of the importance of doing this, because we get insight, we get guidance, we get support from all kinds of places, and especially when we're feeling overwhelmed by the fear of the second chakra, it's really important that we recognize that we have a lot of resources, no matter what it looks like. So let's play with this just for a moment, and go down to the chant called Calling, and we're going to call into various resources to keep us in a place of balance here. Calling in the spirit of the earth, give me strength, give me energy. Calling in the spirit of the ancestors, give me knowledge and clear my way. Calling in the angel guardians, watch my back and keep me safe. Calling in the master teachers, bring me wisdom and show the way. I am ready, I am ready, I am ready. One more time through. Calling in the spirits of the earth, give me strength and give me energy. Calling in the spirit of the ancestors, give me knowledge and clear the way. Calling in the angel guardians, watch my back and keep me safe. Calling in the master teachers, bring me wisdom, show the way. I am ready, I am ready, I am ready. All right, and so that is, and so it is. So let's realize what we're doing there. We are making an intention, and we're speaking out with words and with song and with chant to all of these various energies to be a part of our present experience. Now, how they show up is really going to be a unique experience for each of us. But by making this call, what we've done is we've opened up to a multidimensional reality to allow these things to serve us for the highest good, as I understand, directed by our higher self. So the higher self is bringing these energies and starts to direct in terms of how they can best serve the frequency that is you. When I say I am ready, I am ready, I am saying I'm willing to take the action that is necessary for me to reclaim my power and to use my unlimited resources. So there's potency in these particular songs. Now look down below, you've got a one called Help Me. Angelic speaking, angelic energy speaking, etheric beings, the only one that's really, in my understanding, allowed to intervene without our request is our guardian angel. And perhaps we've all had experiences where we've had this intervention in moments where we were on the precipice of something happening to us, but it shifted very quickly thanks to the efforts of that guardian angel. All the others have to be called. One way that you can call them is to speak your name, as we've already established, that true name on the birth certificate. The other way is to do chants like this, where you're actually asking for, beseeching some support. So we're going to use this particular song here as a vehicle that will allow us that when we're in a moment of need where we want guidance, we want support, we want protection, whatever that's going to be, this is one way we can go ahead and access those dimensional support resources. Help me. Help me, I'm calling you. Help me. Help me, I'm calling you. I know you've been there through all of my lives, giving me guidance, making me wise. I kept you hidden, I just kind of believed, but now I'm certain you are here for me. And I just got a call, I just got a call, and you will help me. Two more. Help me, I'm calling you. Help me. Help me, I'm calling you. I know you've been there through all of my lives, giving me guidance, making me wise. I kept you hidden, I just kind of believed, but now I'm certain you are here for me. And I've just got a call, I just got a call, and you will help me. Last one. Help me, I'm calling you. Help me. Help me, I'm calling you. I know you've been there through all of my lives, giving me guidance, you've been making me wise. I kept you hidden, I just kind of believed, but now I'm certain you are here for me. And I just got a call, I just got a call, and you will help me. Help me, I'm calling you. Help me. And so it is, and so it is. So use this particular vehicle in order to get support. Plus, it's got a nice tune to it. Now, let's move up a couple up there to the invocation to El Moria. There exist seven rays, and that I understand that are emanating from a particular source point within our specific and local universe. And these specific rays carry certain frequencies and characteristics that will support us in very, very specific ways. They are aligned to the chakras, and we are supported in the throat chakra by the red ray. Now, the red ray is red is typically associated with the root chakra, but the colors themselves don't have that much to do because these are specifically, they don't have that much correlation because what's used in these seven rays is a different frequency and vibration, and it's almost like they are carrier rays and carrier waves for additional information. This is very much like going out and spending a little time each day getting some sunlight. Sunlight carries frequency and carries waves and information that are specifically for us on each given day. And if you spend some moments out there, obviously before the high bright sun, you're going to get the coatings that the cells are yearning for and getting and need in order to deal with the frequencies and energies that are part of the planet on that given day. This may sound pretty, space age and whatnot, but I invite you just to experience that. And go out there and get some sunlight. And if you live in an area where there's not much sunlight at certain times of the year, do you know that sun is coming through, even if it's overcast? So that was just a little aside. So we're going to El Moria now as one of the Ascended Masters. And the way these rays work, they are sourced out through the overseeing of the Ascended Master. Once again, an Ascended Master is one who has had many incarnations as a human, and they have basically ascended and done everything they need to really understand and reclaim the essence of who they are so that they can be in the truth of their being, if you know what I'm saying. And in that process, they made a decision whether to move on to their in their own evolution to another dimension or to hang out here and to reincarnate and be a part as a as an on-earth master, or to just move up a dimension and be available in the dimension just above us in what's called the fifth dimension. The Ascended Masters is there to help dispense information and to be overseer guides for helping us to embrace and experience the energy specifically from these rays. They do have other purpose. The way it works is they then take this energy of the red ray and give it to the angelic, the archangels who are assigned to the frequency of that red ray. The archangels then pass it down to the Elohim, and you see Hercules and Amazonia are the two Elohim responsible for bringing it specifically into the lives, our personal lives. And it may seem kind of crazy the way that this thing flows and works, that how can they do that for so many people? Well, you do know that time and space are irrelevant and things happen multidimensionally all the time. So just trust that there's a process going on here. And as we make invocation to call Elmoria to bring specifically that red ray into our throat chakra, we do know that the Elohim and the archangels are doing their work as well too. Bring that specifically to the specific needs that we have. So we're going to do the invocation to Elmoria. And we're going to know that Hercules and Amazonia are acting upon this. We're not going to do that chant tonight. So Elmoria, we're going to sing to him to activate the red ray. Calling Elmoria, the spirited warrior, guiding the leaders to do what is right, protecting the sacred on that first ray he flies, enlightened and royal, walk with me into the light. Two more times, calling Elmoria, the spirited warrior, guiding the leaders to do what is right. This will be the last one. Protecting the sacred on that first ray he flies, enlightened and royal, walk with me into the light. I'm calling Elmoria. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So we are all in a good place in terms of having reclaimed our foundation, protected our vibration. We've really spent a lot of time here just doing that, and it is something that, sorry, I got distracted there, but it's something that is really essential for creating a place, and this is how and where the energy is releasing, because the more we attend to keeping ourselves in balance, anything of lower vibration just cannot exist anymore within that frequency. So it's almost like a natural purging that will occur. Having said that, we're going to do some things now that are actually going to direct and to invite certain energies to release. And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to, down to the middle of the page, under I Am Word, you have a mantra vocalizing, and then you have the sounds of the emotions. I alluded to it earlier in the beginning about sound. It's the sound itself that makes up the words that carries the power. And it's these phonemes. When you start looking and exploring the seed sounds that are in the Hindu traditions, when you start looking at the phonemes that are a part of all language, you see in these sounds like ah, There is so much contained in them. Not only do they align with the chakras, but they also carry certain frequencies that only those sounds can make, and they can only produce certain kinds of results. They are so potent. So what we are looking at here are some ways that we can play with that and help to clear anything, especially the throat chakra and anything below that is ready to move. As we came into the planet, we were given opportunity as infants to make sound. We had a soundtrack for our moments. And in the idea that we were exploring and learning how to use our voice, I believe it was much more significant than that. The body was already being impacted by the vibration of this dimension, and so it is designed to clear and cleanse in the moment. The sounds themselves are the vehicles that I believe that we used as infants to go ahead and clear and cleanse the frequencies that were still already impacting us a little bit. So I think it was a beautiful song that we were doing, but really it was just great fun. So gibberish, we're going to play with each of these. Gibberish is about, it's just making sound. And the sounds that come, you notice that in the infinite, in our voices go up and down, they change pitch, which then causes it to impact certain places within the body, specifically each chakra. So as you change that and as you change the actual phonetic sound, you begin to explore the harmonics that are related and are part of sound, and all this is going on in all of the energy bodies. This clearing is taking place. So I'm inviting you to go back to your infancy, and we're going to take a moment here and play with gibberish. And you're going to explore how your mouth works, when you move your tongue, how does it affect the sound. Just notice the sounds that come out. Ba ba la ba da ba da ba ba bo 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 bi di bi gi bi du bu di bi ji ju 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 wow 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 blah, 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 blah. Not only are the sounds doing some powerful work, but the tongue, whenever it hits the tip of the soft palate there and just behind the front teeth, there are specific meridians that run through their energy lines that are impacted, and it also sends sound directly up and energy directly up through into the higher energy centers in the cranium itself. There's so much going on. Play with sound. This is the best thing to do, and even in the time when you're clearing around over the toilet at the end of the day, just use sound. And I think you'll find that not only is it powerful, but it's also very soothing and very nurturing to the whole being. You move next to the yawn. A yawn, especially a good one that is deep and has sound applied to it, is really the release of energy. Some may say it's because we're tired. The jury's out on that one. But energetically, we look at it strictly through vibration. We see that when we do work, oftentimes a yawn will follow some significant inner work because there's a cleansing that's going on. So let's just go ahead and allow ourselves to yawn. And let sound come out as we do that. And you notice the sound just falls. And sometimes it's way in the back of the throat where that sound is made, kind of like, the cowardly lion sound. And sometimes it's even, So just allow yourselves to yawn. And make yawning, especially vocalized yawning, a good part of your time and a good part of your day. No longer sequestering yourself when you have a yawn coming on. And then we move to laughter in the next one. When you use laughter, the endorphins are released, all kinds of stuff begins to happen. It brings the spirit up. It's a release and the cleansing of the second chakra specifically. But what it does is also provide other seed sounds depending on the nature of your laughter. If I go, ho, 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 like Santa, that's impacting my solar plexus. If I go, ha, 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 like an old guy that loves a that kind of a laugh, what it's doing is working the foundation when I bring that sound in it. When I go, that is another kind of a laugh, is specifically its second chakra. Ha, 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 is all heart chakra. is throat chakra there, and you move up even into the brow, and you go and you hear these kinds of laughs. Each of the laugh is affecting one of these particular chakras, and specifically using the wisdom of the body to clear and cleanse frequencies that are ready to move. If you haven't gone to laughing yoga or yoga laughing, whatever it specifically is called, I think it's worth going to, because it gives you an opportunity, especially in the collective energy of a group of people, to experience the power and the profound cleansing capacity of not only the sound of the laughter, but the chemical release that occurs as a result of it. So please just experience laughing. And I'm starting to see that we're moving. I'm going to go a little faster through these than I wanted to. I explored them a little more lengthy in the first call, and when I give you the link for tomorrow, you can go back to the first session and see some of the differences that happen between the two. Toning specifically is using the sound and using voice to run sirens up and down, and those sirens are basically knocking off any sort of casual debris on our auric field and in our energy bodies. So as I go, I've moved up and down that sound spectrum, up and down the body and the energy bodies, and moved up to the crown and back down. And anything that's on there, it's very much like shaking a rug. Anything, that little dirt that collects during the course of the day, the energetic debris that happened, gets cleansed. And this is something beautiful to do in the course of your cleansing at night. If you could do sirens maybe in the car on the way home, or if you are in a position where you can make this sound, kids love doing this stuff. So I if you have children, invite them to be a part of this sound thing. It's like giving them the keys to the kingdom again. They know the wisdom of doing this kind of stuff. So I invite you to do that. Use toning really to clear and cleanse in a very sort of generic and gentle way, in a general cleanse of the auric field. When you sigh, you're letting sound out. You're dropping into the body. It's a balancing sound. It brings you back into your being, especially in moments where you feel separate from your physical self, when you feel like you stepped out of your body. A sigh using the sound will bring you right back to your heart chakra. And the heart chakra is the new center. It's the new foundation in these times, in this new Aquarian age. So the heart center and the oneness connection that is happening with all of life is really supported through focusing in the heart chakra. Staying grounded and connected to the earth, but living in the heart chakra is what is beginning to occur. A sigh will bring you right back to that heart chakra. So just make a sigh. And feel how you just really drop back into the comfort of your own home. Moving on, finally, to, looks like we got two more here, the hum. When you hum, several things go on. If you hum, which I'd like you to do right now, notice what you feel at the top of your head. You feel the vibration, and the humming is a real beautiful way to activate and to cleanse and clear the crown chakra. Not only will it do that, it is going to also balance the left and right hemispheres of the brain. When you feel a little bit leaning too much into the analytical, or you feel that you're too much into the playland, into the creative space, and you need to do some things specifically as tasks, hum a little bit. It really is a natural thing that we do when we get out of our own way. You know, you're working on something and you're really focused and you're into it, and then you start going, you start humming. So use humming as a vehicle to get back into balance, but also to cleanse and clear other energies that are within the body. And then finally, you've got the groan. What a beautiful thing to work with second and third chakra, and especially, you know, especially in the energies of fear and anger. And you notice how groans often are dropping as well. They're pulling us back into the body as we cleanse and clear this stuff. Anger and fear both have a tendency to push us out of the body at times, especially in their early stages. So, is a beautiful vehicle to actually clear and cleanse anger and to work some of those frequencies. So, use those vocalizing. These are literally critical tools that you can use really at any time and make them a part of your life. And when you go down to the sounds of the emotion of happiness, sadness, fear, and anger, play with these and discover what are your specific sounds that represent happiness to you. Because you can use the sounds themselves to create the condition and to move yourself into that state, to actually transform your energy from one state into the other. If you're in a state of sadness and you've had enough of being there, go ahead and fake it till you make it by giving sounds that represent happiness to you. As you do that, it will bring the cells and cause things to start to react and move in that direction. I really invite you to try it. But first you have to get used to what your language is in that. So there's a language of happiness and certain sounds that work for you that indicate happiness. There are certain sounds that are reflecting sadness. And they are kind of whiny and sad, and they all drop, and they all have that sort of weight about them. If you exacerbate those by expressing them even more strongly, you can move very quickly even through a state of sadness by amplifying the actual sounds themselves. In other words, really getting into them, you can move the energy that's underneath the emotion that you're picking up on. And with fear, it's hard to do any fear sounds without having the body get all scrunched up and move and try to compact itself to protect. A lot of times in the midst of fear, it's very powerful to force yourself to do some of the body movements like shake and shiver, and those things will allow that energy that's trying to release itself to move more freely. So as you participate in support, and obviously with anger, loudness, any of those sounds that you can make about that, doing primal screams, doing sirens and sounds, grunting sounds, all of those things, whatever shows up as anger for you, use those. It isn't necessary, and it's probably inadvisable to go always to the source of what the anger is. Although we'd like to be able to have beautiful communication with everyone in our lives and have resolution in each of our moments, in each of our interactions, that may not necessarily be the case. And a lot of times, if you take the anger you feel back to the source, then it becomes confrontational and it's counterproductive. The body and the mind and the spirit are all capable of doing make-believe. Your imagination is one of the great vehicles that we can use to sort of clear and cleanse without having to be back at the source. We can set it up as an intention. If we have something to say or some feelings towards someone, we set them in a chair or stand them in front of us in our imagination. We let loose and speak and share and say all of that stuff that we have to. These tools are they're so powerful and so easy to use. It just takes the choice to do it. And the choice may sometimes be influenced by you creating a safe space or a place or a time in your day when you can do this. But again, I really underscore the importance of not putting any more energy into your chakras and in your body because of anything unspoken. And all of these will work to not only keep clear of anything new going in, but they will also help to clear the reservoir that we have of the various emotions and the unexpressed within us, which will ultimately end up in reaching that place of balance and standing in your power, which is a strong, vibrant, full voice. We haven't even talked about the quality of the voice or anything about that. That's another thing, but it's impacted by the chakras themselves. Let's move down in our last 5 minutes down to proclamations and affirmations. And we will use the actual words now with the emotion and the power that we've established so far and go ahead and make these expressions. Once again, proclamations are statements that are demands and commands for the universe to show up in this way. And according to Rich Work, the gentleman who made these in his books Proclamations of the Soul and another one about the veils, which I'm the Veils of Illusion, they are beautiful books that he's prepared these proclamations to speak. We're going to speak them one time through just to get the feel, and the second time we're going to speak them with power and presence. The affirmation is a recycled thing that keeps being said over and over to really help change a subconscious mind and mental pattern and a belief. So, with the proclamations, from the divine love that flows within my being, I command that every cell in my body and every vibration of my being align itself in divine perfection, for I desire to be the all that I am. I choose to be all that I am. I am all that I am. I claim my identity and my divine perfection, and so it is, and so it is. Just feel yourself. Your vibration raises in the process. You get heat going on in the body. Let's speak it again one more time. From the divine love that flows within my being, I command that every cell in my body and every vibration of my being align itself in divine perfection. For I desire to be the all that I am. I choose to be all that I am. I am all that I am. I claim my identity and my divine perfection. And so it is. Woo! Let's move to the next one. From the divine love that flows from within my being, I am prepared and I accept the full integration of my divinity throughout my being. I acknowledge and honor all parts of my being that have supported my journey in my physical experience, and I transmute those thought forms which no longer serve me into unconditional love. I transmute all energies that would interfere with my ability to declare my freedom and proclaim my divinity into the divine expression of creative love, and activate the golden light of transformation throughout the totality of all that I am. And so it is. Whew. God, just feel those things. Okay, we're going to move on and not say that one again. Do say that on your own one time and stand there like an orator talking to millions of people and express that out and make that claim. Down to the affirmation now. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the blockages to my free verbal expression. I set free all energetic residue contained in the unexpressed soundings of any woundings, dishonorings, devaluings I have experienced in all my incarnations. I claim my ability and right to speak and claim my truth. From this moment forward, I am free to express in the world, and so it is. Ta-da! Wow, beautiful. Use that one. Speak it on a daily basis for a while. And let it get into your belief system. There's a lot going on there. Not only is it saying there's an end to the way it's been, but it's making a statement of what is. And that statement of what is what claims the forms to show up in your life. So use those. Use those. Well, we're going to run out of time here, but let's go to we're going to run to these my words. Well, it's too late. There's a star six going on, but if we all star six, we'll all be back on. But anyway, we're going to do speak my words, and then we'll end with clear and true here. We're going to just run through these a couple times just to make this claim and this statement out into the world. Speak my words with love. I am. I am. Speak my words with love. I am, I am. Out into the world, I speak with clear intent. With confidence, I make it known without any doubt. Behold my dream, speak my words with love. I am, I am. Speak my words with love. I am, I am. Out into the world, I speak with clear intent. With confidence I make it known, without any doubt. Behold my dream, speak my words with love. I am, I am. It is, and so it is. So out of respect for the commitment that we've had for 1 hour, I'm going to go ahead and stop the formal call here. But I will stay on, and I will go through the one, looks like maybe two things that I haven't done, so that they will be on the recording for you, so you'll have access to all of these. Remember, please, that anything underlined, you can actually click that and go to my website where you can listen to a 30-second sample that will give you the melody back, and where if you really want it, you can actually download the actual song itself. So, throat chakra. It's about making sound. It's about speaking the truth. Do not, I repeat, do not go to bed ever again without clearing before you go to bed. Clearing however you choose to do that, thinking about it, beautiful. Writing about it, beautiful. Speaking it, the most incredible and powerful thing you can do. You got to give it sound. You got to give it words. In the beginning was the word. It didn't say in the beginning was the thought. We got to put those things out. So this is my attempt to really get it in your heads that you really want to make sure that before the end of the day is clear, you go to bed peacefully. It's better than Somnix. Safe and restful, deep sleep. All right, so do that. Make sure that in the process of clearing and cleansing, you clear out what is no longer relevant for your vibration. The more you claim the new vibration, the less the lower frequencies have access to you. Clear them out, clear them out, and make sure you put something in there to take their place. It's a beautiful process. Work the throat chakra. You'll clear the second, you'll clear the third, and you'll invite your foundation back. I am just delighted that you chose to be a part of this tonight, so thank you so much. The recording will be done. I'll have a link for you by the end of the day tomorrow, if not sooner. So once again, if there are any questions right now, you can *6 and get back online. Anything else that is up, I'm on my way at the end of the month up into the Northwest. I'll be up in White Rock Unity up in Vancouver, B.C., at the end of the month, and then I'll be doing a men's workshop down in Unity of Portland area. If you know of any men who are up in that area and would like to experience a weekend with men of like mind and like energy working on their own sense of spirit and reconnecting with their spirit, there'll be a link on my website. I got to put that up. I just realized that. So thank you so much for being a part of this. And if there are any questions... Okay. Well, I'm going to go do the clear and true, the dispensation of fear chant. Shanti Prashanti Sarvabhaya Upashamanti Swaha. Shanti Prashanti Sarvabhaya Upashamanti Swaha. Shanti, 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 Om. Shanti Prashanti Sarvabhaya Upashamanti Swaha. Shanti Prashanti Sarvabhaya Upashamanti Swaha. Shanti, 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 Om. One more. Shanti Prashanti Sarvabhaya Upashamanti Swaha. Shanti Prashanti Sarvabhaya Upashamanti Swaha. Shanti, 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 Om. Do that one a lot. It transforms those fear energies. It's what we ought to be singing at the airports when they say the level of alert is orange. Shanti Prashanti Sarvabhaya Upashamanti Swaha. It has no power over us. Right below that, we have the song Clear and True. Speak my words clear and true. Share my heart, my light with you. Life expressed through sound and song keeps me balanced, whole and strong. I am. Speak my words clear and true. Share my heart, my light with you. Life expressed through sound and song keeps me balanced, whole and strong. one more time. Speak my words clear and true. Share my heart, my light with you. Life expressed through sound and song keeps me balanced, whole and strong. I am. All right, and Hercules and Amazonia. Hercules and Amazonia, Elohim of the bright red ray. Hercules and Amazonia, teach me to move with unwavering faith, with the power to achieve perfection, trusting in the word of God. Point me in the divine direction to follow the light that will surely lead me on. Hercules and Amazonia, Elohim of the bright red ray. Hercules and Amazonia, teach me to move with thought. The power to achieve perfection, trusting in the word of God. Point me in the divine direction to follow the light that will surely lead me home. To follow the light that will surely lead me home. So it is, and so it is. The only thing we didn't do is the Egyptian akka cord cutting. We've done this before. If you participated, you know that what it is. When you're around people, when you're around situations that either don't feel safe, that compromise you or whatnot, even as part of your cleansing at the end of the day, cut the cord. Cut the energetic cord by using your hands as knife blades, running them across, especially the first, second, third, fourth, and even the fifth chakra. Cutting them as you say the Egyptian word sa-cherep-na, 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 and then immediately fill in your space and breathe in the light, breathe in love, bring in peace, bring in balance, breathe it all in and create that space, and then go to bed. Endless blessings to you. Thank you so much. And once again, your, well, I was going to say, your recording will be there tomorrow. You'll have access to it. But there's probably nobody there. So I'm just talking to the phone. Blessings. Good night.
Have a good night. I heard you. Good night.